fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 21st day of April, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I say year of our Lord for the following 2 reasons. First of all, it's accurate and true. Second of all, it really irritates the atheists and the Muslims, which is a great thing. We begin with a pledge of allegiance, I'm proud to say. Still legal in all 50 states and territories, United States. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to review and inventory your home library, fill in the gaps. Books have a way of being loaned out and never coming back. You may find that you don't have what you think you've got. You may find you need to improve certain parts of your library. And we're talking a ink on paper, real book library, in addition to whatever digital library you may have. I like my Kindle. It's great. It's handy on one hand. On the other hand, I also love ink on paper, traditional books as well. So review your library, inventory it. And I must confess, I have not gone through my library. My private library is several hundred volumes. The combined library of the men and women I work with is probably around 2,000 volumes. I have not yet gone through it and organized everything with the Dewey Decimal System, which is a great way to organize any library. The Dewey Decimal System is very efficient and quick and easy to use. All right. We're expecting Tom Berryhill to call in. When he does, we'll be talking about ham radio, emergency survival communications, and so forth. And I expect him to be calling in any minute. I'm having some private communication with Todd Colander regarding the Dr. Stuckelberger interview that Stu Peters did. And Let's see. I'm going to go back to the email I sent to Todd just a few minutes ago. Let's see. I'll pull that up here. And explain to Todd why I believe this interview with Dr. Stuckelberger is so good. And let me do that real quick. I see Tom is with us, so Tom, just hold on, please. Here's what I said to Mr. Colander. According to Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, number one, there is no biological material in the mRNA vaccines. Therefore, number two, the COVID vaccines are entirely synthetic. Consequently, number three, she states it's impossible to make a synthetic mRNA. Her conclusion, number four, there is no mRNA in the COVID vaccinations. And I say to Todd, number four is what I believe to be the game changer. If Dr. Stuckelberger's conclusion is already known, it somehow got past me. Anyway, that's what I communicated to Todd just a few minutes ago. That said, we have patient waiting to green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with ham radio, emergency survival communications, and electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John.
Let me get turned up. I can barely hear you on my end. Give me a count to three.
One, two, three.
Okay. Well, I don't know how my engineer hears you, but I turned up my volume so I can hear you better.
Okay,
Tom. The threat of World War III has become an even more clear and present danger in the last few days. Apparently, that 21-year-old airman, when he released those classified documents, what we learned there, and now we're learning from other sources as well, is that American troops right now, on the 21st day of April, 2023, are engaged in combat, direct combat with Russian troops. Last time that I know this happened was in 1917, when we had American troops fighting Russian troops in World War I, in direct combat, as opposed to these proxy wars we've had for many decades, including the Vietnam War was a proxy war with both Communist China and Russia. When you have troops in direct combat with each other, that's called a war, isn't it?
It sounds like it to me.
So we are, in fact, at war with Russia. And that's the most concise, clearest definition of what constitutes a war. One army fighting another army directly, as opposed to what we had in Vietnam, for example. We had all the Russian arms factories and munitions factories, all the munitions and arms factories in Eastern Europe, including the Czech Republic, manufacturing all the weapons of war, which were shipped to Haiphong Harbor, offloaded, and then distributed on south to both Laos and South Vietnam for the Viet Cong to use, as well as the North Vietnamese Army. But this is direct conflict, not a proxy war. Very dangerous territory, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it sounds really bad, John, and I've been paying attention to this. And I think we all ought to pay attention to it and prepare as needed.
Absolutely. Well, many people think that if there is some kind of crisis, whatever it might be, earthquake, hurricane, flood, tornado, whatever it might be, the federal government will be there to be there for us. That's what they think. That's what they believe. I like to refer people. I've mentioned this many times. You mean, ladies and gentlemen, you want that same federal government to come and help you, the same federal government that could not find the Super Bowl in a stadium in New Orleans for a week, that government? I don't want to trust this government to do much of anything. Do you, Tom?
No, not at all, John. It's something else everybody should be aware of. Is in in war and riots and things like that, they better look at the force majeure clauses in any insurance contracts they have, because they may find out that there's no coverage.
Well, I've mentioned this quite a bit during the Ferguson riots and other riots we've had with the Antifa, the George Floyd riots, especially around the country, that almost all homeowners and business insurance excludes damage due to civil disorder riots. That's pretty ubiquitous. I've never run across an insurance company that will provide insurance to cover damage from either war or civil disorder riots, either one. Have you, Tom?
No, and that's what everybody needs to prepare for, is just be ready, because you'll have no coverage for any damages that arise from those types of situations.
Now,
you better have materials on hand to do your own repairs and spare parts and things like that. So it's the way it is.
Well, back in 1979, I was preparing to go back into the Army after being out for 9 years. And I wanted to make sure that if I was killed, that my wife would be taken care of. So I reviewed and contacted 8 or 10 life insurance companies to see which one would pay out in case I died as a consequence of war. And only one did. That was New York Life. I don't know what their policies are now. That's more than 40 years ago. But if you want a life insurance policy that will pay out as a consequence of war, you need to do your homework first, because assuming that they'll pay out could lead to a disaster, couldn't it?
It really could, John, and you have to pay very close attention to that. People sign anything put in front of them. I like to read the fine print, and I think everybody needs to do that, especially these force majeure clauses that are in all insurance contracts, financing agreements, everything.
That's right. That's right. Well, since we can't count on the federal government to do much of anything, and that was clearly demonstrated in Hurricane Katrina, where they couldn't find the Superdome. I said Super Bowl. Superdome is what they call it in New Orleans for a week. It's a covered stadium. You're on your own. You and your family, your neighborhood, is on your own to take care of yourselves. And that's where emergency communications comes in, doesn't it, Tom?
That's absolutely correct, and that's what we talk about on Fridays. And it's a very important part of your getting prepared.
It is. Now, over the years, you and I have been doing this from Friday mornings for I don't know how many years. We've educated people, informed them, and many have moved forward to get their ham radio license, get the proper equipment, get it set up where it's safe and functional, and they send us emails and photographs of what they do, don't they?
Yes, they do, and that's very rewarding to see that. So many have paid attention and are moving in that direction, and I always tell people that even if you don't want to learn the technology and get a ham license, you should at least get some equipment that can be used without licenses, such as GMRS, FRS-type radios, the MERS radios, things like that that you can communicate with in your general area. And if you don't have a ham license on the HF frequencies, you can even put CB radios on there, and that would give
some
a little bit wider coverage.
Yeah, especially a single sideband, which gives you 120 channels instead of 40. We have before we get to our first caller, we have a favorite website. It is the best place to get started. That's the ARRL.org, Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website, the American Radio Relay League, which has been around for about a century. Everything you need to get started is there, isn't it, Tom?
That's correct.
That's a
good place to start.
Now let's get to our first caller. We have Pat in Fort Worth. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John. I wanted to ask you a question about what I was just talking about, and that is, what if you don't declare in a war about the incident? You know, Russia hasn't declared that it's been a war on Ukraine, and they've been hit pretty bad close to the border, and they say it was their own plane did it. they bomb themselves. So can you do that and get by with stuff? I mean, you're the legal eagle. If it's not a war.
What's the first rule of war? What's the first casualty of war? Is what I meant to say. What's the first casualty of war? Huh? What is that? Say it again.
T-R-U-T-H.
That's right. The truth. And that's true. That's true of all wars all the time, Patsy. You know, any report coming from either side needs to be looked at with discernment, and is not necessarily something to be trusted.
It just happened a few hours ago, reported a few hours ago, that they were reporting it on their own TV that they did accidentally bomb themselves.
Well, if they're reporting that they accidentally bombed themselves, that's the kind of report that's most likely accurate.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wonder if that would be under the word war in the insurance policy. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. What insurance there is or is not in that part of the world, I have no idea. I've never had any reason to look into it.
He probably knows. But anyway, I wanted to ask you another question. I remember, I need to get my shortwave fixed. I let somebody mess with it. He messed it up. But a single sideband comes over the shortwave, right?
There's single sideband and shortwave. There's also single sideband and CB. It's two different things, Pat.
Oh,
Tom,
okay.
you got a clarification for Pat here.
Well, single sideband is the method of modulation. It is a form of AM. It's actually the technical term is single sideband suppressed carrier. There's no carrier, so therefore you don't have the squeals and all of that when multiple stations are on frequencies very close together. You just hear the information. And single sideband is typically used by ham radio operators. It's used by military, and it's used by commercial services on the high-frequency radio bands, which is the shortwave spectrum, which is right above the AM broadcast band, all the way up through 30 megahertz. It can be used on any frequency, actually. In fact, a single sideband is used on some spacecraft, some of the space launches and all that. So it's used in a lot of military aircraft. We use it. So even on the UHF and VHF frequencies, they'll use single sideband because it's really a superior way, much better than FM.
Okay, Pat, you got more than you bargained for there, didn't you?
That's all. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks for the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. People, especially older folks that knew ham decades ago, are intimidated. Many people still think they have to learn Morse code in order to become a licensed ham radio operator. That's history. That's no longer the case, is it, Tom?
No, you don't need that anymore. I'm finding, though, that a lot of new ham operators are getting on there, and especially when they get onto the HF frequencies, they hear it, and they want to... they want to participate in that form of communications as well. Once they hear it, they just want to know more about it. And many of them are picking it up and learning it, even though it's not a requirement. It is a very good way to communicate because it's the most basic form of communications. And it goes way back to the early days of radio. And
right,
it's typically just using a switch. The telegraph key is a switch that turns a transmitter on and off. That's all it is. So the transmitter comes on for a short period of time. That's a dot. You turn it on for a little bit longer, three times that dot, and that forms a dash, and you manipulate the telegraph key, and that's how you communicate.
There we go. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the
cool
United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your vehicle, your home, your generator with the exact same equipment, no difference at all, the exact same equipment from the same production line. EMP Shield devices is what you need. They have very graciously extended the $50 discount to my listeners, the listeners of the John Moore Show, $50 on each piece of equipment, and that's all available at thelibertyman.com, EMP Shield devices, to protect your home, your car, and your generator. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency communications, ham radio, related topics, the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, at the ARRL.org website, a person can find the nearest ham radio club to where they live, can't they, sir?
Yes, and that's a good way to learn more about it, see how all this works, meet like-minded people, and people there that will help you to get started. And most likely that will also be the group that will administer the FCC test that you take to get your call sign and your license to get on the air. And many of these clubs also have study classes and groups, and they actually teach the course material that you'll need to learn to get that license. It's really not very hard to do. And if you just spent a couple of nights a week, a few hours a week is all that's needed for about a month or so, I think, and almost anybody could come up to speed and pass the test.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, also, there's benefits to joining your local ham radio club. You'll meet men and women frequently who've been doing ham radio for decades, sometimes many decades. They've made all the mistakes that could be made. They bought the wrong equipment. They bought the wrong tools. They did the wrong installations. They probably started fires. and their knowledge can save you a lot of time and money and possibly damage from being done, can't they, Tom?
Yes, that's very true. And all those things can happen. You have to be very careful with higher voltages. Now, that's not as big a deal today as it was in the old days, because most of the equipment solid state runs on lower voltages. But you still can have things go up in smoke and start fires, things like that. You do need to learn safety and how to set this equipment up properly.
Absolutely. Well, and that's important to learn how to do a safe and nice, clean, neat. I was trained by a technician to do my installations to NATO specs, which I do. And it's a learning curve, but the learning curve can be a lot steeper and a lot less expensive and a lot shorter if you belong to Ham Radio Club, can't it, Tom?
That's very true. And there's a lot of experienced experienced people there that can help you, and the main thing is to avoid mistakes. They can be costly when you're starting out. You don't want to waste a lot of time and money, especially nowadays. This is a critical time to get this equipment set up and get yourself prepared. So it'd be very wise to find a ham club and get around these people that can help you get started.
Right, right. Now, Field Day, which happens one weekend a year, is coming up in June, and it's a great opportunity. The local ham radio club will set up in a public park with a pavilion, hopefully, and they have to gain points in the contest. It's a nationwide contest. They have to provide their own power, not use the power grid, which would mean a car battery or a generator. And you get to meet a lot of ham radio guys and gals. Typically, there would be some food and beverages there. It's a social event as well as a radio event, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. And that'll be coming up here the last weekend in June. And can be a great time to learn more about this and see how it all works under emergency conditions, because that's what they're doing. They're simulating the operations under emergency situations.
Here's our break.
Generators and batteries.
Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up. So does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Baby Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add to it just about every day of the week. This forwarded an article, the video interview, Stu Peters interviewing Dr. Esther Stuckelberger. She's a highly qualified scientist who claims that there is no mRNA in these vaccines. There's no biological material in these vaccines. Very important interview, to say the least. And other information that will help you learn about the world we live in, entertain you, educate you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously. The John Morozarch Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri will be my live studio audience. You'll get to meet Sam Andrews. We'll make a trip, an afternoon trip one day down to Lebanon, Missouri to Freedom Center, USA. My friend Leon Green will get away and visit with us at least one day. Everybody attending will get plenty of one-on-one private time with me to have all their questions answered. And the lodge itself is celebrating 101 years in business. It's like walking into a time capsule. It is beautiful. It is elegant. The chef will prepare us an excellent breakfast and dinner every day. You want to make reservations, call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. Would you like to have a beautiful log home, either a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or an elegant 6,000-square-foot mansion, such as featured in the TV series Yellowstone, or anything in between? The people I'm working with in Licking, Missouri, will build a custom log kit, a log home kit, to be delivered to your job site for your general contractor to build and have an elegant log home built just to your specifications. Contact me if you'd like to do that. Last but not least, I'm meeting Tom Berryhill over the weekend to get a fresh delivery of energy cleaners. The Easter sale was a sellout. Thank you very much. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. Details at my website. If you have sleep issues, same thing. You can read at my website how the energy cleaner was developed, the excellent testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. And you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. My address is there. You want to send me a check or money order, my address is right there. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. When you place your order, I box it up in a priority mailbox, take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where tonight they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $13, and it goes out priority mail all over the world. And we have customers all over the world except the Antarctic, don't we, Tom?
Yes, we do. That's true.
Well, Tom, in a crisis, communications, after the needs of clean, fresh air and clean water and some food and a way to stay warm and dry, of course, communications is right up there near the top of essentials, isn't it?
It really is, John, and you need something that will allow you local communications so that you can talk to others in your local area, and also a scanner, a VHF and UHF scanner that has P25 capabilities, because that's what all the law enforcement's using nowadays. There may be a few on analog, but most of them have switched over to P25. The downside to this is it takes a better form of scanner to pick that up, and also they may encrypt their transmissions. If they do, well, you're not going to hear them. And but most of them are open, and you can intercept those communications. That way you'll hear what's going on, and that will be a valuable source of information. And also you should really have a shortwave radio with single sideband capabilities that will allow you to hear the ham radio operators in all parts of the country. Also on an international basis, you'll hear these people talking, and you'll get firsthand information about what's going on in various areas. All of that will be single sideband. There is some AM on there, but for the most part, you really need the single sideband. And any government stations, aeronautical stations, a lot of the aircraft use single sideband on high frequency shortwave bands for their international flights. So a lot of that has been handed off to satellite, but still much of it is on the HF frequencies. So that type of equipment would be very, very handy to have. And
well, Tom, if there's a crisis and you don't know what's going on, you become desperate to find out. The third day of the Tet Offensive in Vietnam, my battalion commander asked the first sergeant to get a volunteer to tour the city. A city of 1 million people where I was, Canto, the Republic of South Vietnam, the 4th Corps capital city. So I volunteered, and I picked a guy to go with me. I had my Thompson submachine gun. He had an M3 submachine gun. And I knew the city better than pretty much anybody, because one of my many jobs was to be a courier of classified documents and go to the classified briefing every morning. So I took that Jeep and I took a tour of the city so I could report back to my commander firsthand knowledge, because he was desperate to know what was going on in our city. And I did that. And along the way, I saw General Westmoreland exiting a helicopter at the compound where we had our meals and had some other facilities. That was the only time I ever saw General Westmoreland in person. And I reported back to my commander the utter devastation that had taken place. The main target of the Viet Cong was the 4th Corps compound, which was the command and control for the entire 4th Corps area. A lot of death and devastation, buildings burned to the ground, a lot of bomb craters and so forth. So I made that report because we didn't have efficient communications to know what was really going on. There was Radio Vietnam being broadcast out of Saigon, which was pretty scary. The reports we were getting were pretty scary. At first morning, about mid-morning, the Viet Cong had entered the embassy grounds in Saigon, which should have been the most secure part of the entire military complex. And I'm laying there in my belly with all the explosions going on around me, and I'm thinking, if we can't keep the American embassy safe, what chance do I have sitting behind these sandbags here in the 4th Corps? So, ladies and gentlemen, point is, if you don't have emergency communications, you'll be like that parent whose teenager hasn't got home by midnight when they're supposed to be home at 9 p.m. And immediately the parent thinks, oh, my teenage boy, my teenage daughter is laying in a ditch somewhere bleeding out, and I don't know where they are. That's just human nature, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and the communications will help solve that problem. It's really something to pay attention to nowadays. And don't rely on these cell phones, because those could be turned off in a moment's notice. So they would easily be shut down. And everybody thinks those phones are going to work all the time, and they don't.
Well, because of my connections,
if you don't want them, they're not going to work.
Because of my personal connection with emergency services, I can upgrade my cell phone where mine will work, where nobody else's will work. And that's one of the advantages of getting active in your community and becoming active with either the sheriff's auxiliary or the fire department's auxiliary. Many of these organizations have an auxiliary of civilians to help them when there's a crisis, don't they, Tom?
They do. You know, I'm not sure if we have anything like that in my county here. I don't know, but they probably do.
Well, typically the auxiliary will help, like for the county fair, for example, to help direct traffic. If there was a major fire, the fire department's auxiliary would help provide meals for the firemen as they fight a fire that goes on for half a day or more. Maybe direct traffic so that the firefighting professionals can be working on the fire instead of making sure the traffic can flow. It's going to vary from community to community. And if you're a sheriff's department doesn't have an auxiliary, talk to the sheriff about starting one. If your fire department doesn't have an auxiliary, talk to the chief about starting one. Typically, they're very receptive to these things because it doesn't cost them anything, and it enhances their ability to take care of disasters, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's very true.
So just look into that, ladies and gentlemen. And you may also get the access that I have, that my cell phone can work when nobody else's will. I can't guarantee it, obviously, but that access is available to first responders, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's possible, and that's called a service level. In the old days, the analog phones were pretty simple to set up with that. I don't know what it takes to set these newer ones up.
Well, you don't need to, because they do it for you. You don't need to know. So that's one of the things that some things you need to know, and some things you don't, because it's taken care of on your behalf. For example, these newer vehicles, they're impossible to diagnose properly without the proper electronic computer test equipment. It simply can't be done. So I rely on professionals that have that equipment to do it on my behalf. Don't you, Tom?
I do have a lot of test equipment that can tap into the car computers and all that and see what's going on, but
you're the exception. You're the exception.
Listen. I have the equipment. I can see the digital signals. I can see what's going on, but how to decipher all that and figure out what to do. I mainly use that stuff on cars to look at the sensors. If there's a problem with a sensor, for instance, you can make modifications to these motor vehicles, and then the oxygen sensors don't want to. They don't want to allow the car to run properly. Well, you can simulate an oxygen sensor with some resistors. You need to look at what they're doing, how the signals look, and then you can synthesize that and just tell the computer what it really needs to know, and you can fake it, so to speak.
Well, Tom, what you're discussing here is a level of expertise that very few people have. I would say less than 1% of the adult population has the level of expertise to do what you just described, sir.
Well, you'd be surprised. I'm sure on YouTube you could find all kinds of videos. I learned this from a friend of mine many, many years ago, about 35 or so years ago. He was a customer of mine, and he's a ham buddy, and he had trouble with a car, some kind of oxygen sensor thing. And he just got so fed up with it, he went in there and put an oscilloscope on there and watched what it was doing, and then he just made up his own little rig that plugged into that wire that went back to the car computer, and he just told it what it needed to know and made it look like it was running perfectly, and never had another problem with it. He just bypassed that sensor. So,
well,
that can't be done.
I say that's fantastic. You got the ability and the equipment to do that. Hey, go for it. Absolutely. But getting back to ham radio, one of the big mistake that almost all American ham radio novices do is their first purchase is a handheld radio. That's something we strongly discourage, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, that's true, because everybody's so used to using these cell phones, and they work everywhere and all this, but it's not the case on ham radio, because you don't have towers all over the place. With ham radio equipment and any two-way radio system like that, the infrastructure is the radio that you're holding in your hand, the mobile unit in your car or truck, and the base station you're communicating with. So that's your infrastructure, not a series of towers that are within a mile or so of your handheld device. So you have to take all this into consideration. Higher power systems are better to have. Now, in many cases, you can hook up that handheld radio with a mobile repeater. So you can have a 100-watt radio, for instance, in your car. And that's what the police departments all do with their handheld walkie-talkies and so on. They communicate through a mobile repeater back to headquarters, and it gives them basically a 100-watt radio that they're using in the palm of their hand. So they talk to their car, and then it repeats the signal with a much higher power back to headquarters. And that works very well, but it's a little tricky to set up, especially for the ham radio frequencies, but it's been done. I did it years ago on one of my setups, and a lot of the hams are doing things like this. I don't know if there's any equipment that's actually available that you could use for this, but, off the shelf. I'm sure there is, but I haven't really looked into it. I rigged up my own from surplus Motorola equipment, and it worked quite well for many years.
No, I have no reason to do it anymore, but just to show that myself I could do it, I made telephone calls using my ham radio. That was interesting. I only did it a few times just for the novelty of it, but I assume that technology still exists, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm sure it does. You know, I set up a repeater system. The first one I put on the air was on a 15-story building in Clayton, Missouri, had tremendous coverage, and it was on the UHF band, and it had an interconnect. The hardest thing to set that system up, John, was talking the phone company into putting a non-commercial phone line to the elevator penthouse on that 15-story building. But I was able to get it done, and so we had portable phones. We had phones you could carry in the palm of your hand, and they worked all over the St. Louis area. It was quite a novelty. People would laugh at it today, but we had the same. I remember I went with my friend to a nightclub.
Hold on to the break. We'll be back after the break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wood, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, we got our last caller here. We got Dave in Central Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to throw my two cents in on the handheld situation.
What we're doing here is we're having a handful of people with the larger base stations set up on higher elevations, and they have improved antennas, maybe getting like a 9 dB gain. And then we're having our communicators, the normal people out there, and I get them to purchase one particular brand of it's a Japanese higher quality radio. And they can be anywhere from 15 miles, believe it or not, we're getting 15-mile contacts back to the base station. So with a couple base stations around the county at higher elevations and a good antenna, we're able to keep communications going with the entire county and surrounding counties, even though people are using just handhelds. Over.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, hey, whatever works, that's what I say. As long as there's somebody at a higher elevation that can hear those portable radios, that sounds like a good setup. And it's the problem is, from if somebody's in a low-lying area with another handheld, then they can't talk between themselves. They have to go through base station operator. So possibly you could set that up as a repeater. And I'll tell you something that I've run across is single-frequency repeaters using DMR radio. So it's a digital radio, and it's a single-channel repeater. You don't need duplexers. You have one antenna, and they work in a time domain. So it listens for X number of time slots, and then it retransmits what it hears. And so there is a little bit of a delay, just maybe 20 milliseconds or something like that. But it works quite well. And that equipment is now available. And it would be an excellent way to set up communications. It would be difficult to do with analog equipment, but with DMR digital type equipment, that is something you guys should look into. And those guys on the higher elevation areas could set up that equipment. If everybody had DMR type portables, they'd have one heck of a system.
Yeah, we've looked at doing the digital stuff. Of course, you're increasing the cost of the radio quite a bit, and then there are some negatives to digital, but you know, there are some positives to it. But right now the analog stuff is working good, and the price point is excellent, especially with some of these Japanese made radios that are available on the market. They're good radios, and you can get them for under $100, well under $100.
Dave, your area flat, rolling hills. What's the terrain like there?
We're in the hill country.
Okay. All right. That makes a difference too, depending on how steep the hills are.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. Tom, thank you for being with us. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll have open lines. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.